Hello there. My name is Oscar, calling from Opinion Research. We are conducting a public opinion poll about important issues facing Hector County. We would like to include your opinion. Are you registered to vote in Hector County?
I am.
Thank you, ma'am. This is very quick. Thank you for your help. Generally, do you think that things in Hector County are on the right track or are things on the wrong track? In general.
I guess on the right track.
Right track. Thank you so much. In your opinion, what is the most important issue facing Hector County?
School's not big enough.
Excuse me, what was that?
The schools.
Oh, schools, okay. Education issues, very well. Sure. Let's move on. How would you rate economic conditions in Hector County? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
Good, thank you. 5 years from now, do you think that the economy in Hector County will be better off, worse off, or about the same as it is today?
Same.
Same, thank you. How concerned are you about the security and future of your own job or the jobs of any close family members in Hector County? Would you say you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned? What was that?
Not too concerned.
Not too concerned? Or not at all concerned?
Not too concerned.
Not too concerned. I could barely hear you. Sorry about that. I'm going to read you a list of qualities and characteristics that contribute to the quality of life in a community. Please tell me how would you rate Hector County in each one of them. The first one is effective leadership from elected officials. Would you say that's excellent, good, fair, or poor in Hector County?
No, not that good.
Fair or good? Fair or poor, I mean.
Fair, probably.
Fair, thank you. How about a shared vision and effective plans for economic development and job growth in Hector County? Is that excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
Good. Public safety and low crime. How would you rate that one?
I would say fair.
Fair, all right. Yeah, the availability of cultural opportunities such as theaters, museums, and music in Hector County. How would you rate that one?
Give me the question again.
Yeah, the availability of cultural opportunities such as theaters, museums, and music in Hector County. Would you say they are excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair,
thank you. The availability of quality health care.
Fair.
Welcoming and inviting to people of diverse backgrounds, ethnicity, and culture.
Good, because we have all kinds of people here.
Okay, good, thank you. How about the quality of public schools?
Could be better.
So would you characterize it as excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Poor.
The availability of outdoor parks, playgrounds, and nature.
Well, for our size city and whatever, I would say it's fair.
Fair, okay, very well. It's your opinion that is important. It's not right or wrong answer right here. Having a vibrant nightlife with clubs, bars, restaurants, and entertainment, how would you rate that one in Hector County? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Well, there's plenty of that.
So would that be excellent, good, fair, or poor, though, in your opinion?
In my opinion, good for those that like it. I don't know, I guess.
No, I mean, it's your opinion that counts, as I said before. I mean, how about natural beauty and physical setting? How ectocan natural beauty and physical setting? How would you rate Ector County in that department?
Well, it is desert-like. I mean, I don't know how much pretty you could get in.
So would you say it's excellent or good or fair?
Oh, God. Fair.
Fair, okay. Remember, the way is the way you see it. The availability of affordable housing. How is that?
Not fair. Right now, it's, I think it's above what it should be, but...
So would you say it's good, fair, or poor?
Poor.
Poor. And how about being able to get from place to place with little traffic?
Little traffic?
Yes. Is that excellent, good, fair, or poor?
We have traffic. I'm sorry.
Correct. I mean, the question is, if you are being able to get from place to place with little traffic, would you characterize that as being excellent, good, fair, or poor?
I guess fair.
Fair, all right. And how about offering job opportunities in your field? How about that one? How would you characterize that one? Having job opportunities in your field. Are they excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Excellent.
Excellent, very well. Almost done with this line of questioning. And how about public transportation?
I know we have the Easy Rider. That's about it.
Correct, is public transportation excellent, good, fair, or poor?
I guess it's excellent for the ones that are using it.
All right. Very well, let's move on. Almost done, ma'am. Now, please rate Ector County as a place to live for the following types of people. For the first type of people is families with children. Would you say Ector County is excellent, good, fair, or poor place to live for families with children?
Fair.
Fair. How about for entrepreneurs and people starting new businesses?
Good.
Good. And for immigrants from other countries?
I hope they don't come in mass, but if they do, hey, they're welcome.
Well, in your opinion, is Ector County an excellent, good, fair, or poor place to live for immigrants from other countries?
I guess fair. They're here. Fair.
Thank you. Yes. Yeah, I understand what you're saying. How about people living below the poverty line?
I think it's hard because of the oil and everybody thinks that they make.
So would you say for people living below the poverty line, Ector County is an excellent place to live, good, fair, or poor?
Poor.
Poor. How about for people, recent college graduates who are looking to enter the job market?
That'd be fair.
Fair, all right. Remember, there's no right or wrong answer here. People, retirees, or people retiring from the work market, so retirees, is an excellent, good, fair, or poor place to live?
Fair.
Fair. For young, single people?
Probably poor.
Poor. And for racial or ethnic minorities?
They're the ones that like to work, so probably good.
Good, okay. And for people like you, like yourself, do you think it's an excellent, good, fair, or poor place to live, Hector County?
Fair.
Fair, thank you, ma'am. Moving on, almost done, almost done. How would you rate the overall quality of life in Hector County? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
Good, thank you, ma'am. And over the next 5 years, do you think the quality of life in Hector County will improve, deteriorate, or stay about the same?
Probably the same.
The same, all right. Sure, sure. Economic development generates investment, wealth, tax base, and jobs from which many community benefits are created. How familiar are you with visions and plans for economic development in Hector County? Would you say you are very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
Familiar.
Somewhat familiar or very familiar?
Very.
Very, okay. How confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for economic development in Hector County? Are you very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, or not at all confident?
Confident.
Very confident or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Thank you, ma'am. And community development generates solutions to problems like housing, education, transportation, and neighborhood renewal, making the community a better place to live and work. How familiar are you with the vision and plans for community development in Hector County? Are you very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all familiar, ma'am?
Somewhat familiar.
Somewhat familiar, okay. And how confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for community development in Hector County? Very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, or not at all confident?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Okay, let's start wrapping things up. How likely are you or an immediate family member to move from Hector County in the next 5 years? Would you say you are very likely, somewhat likely, not too likely, or not at all likely?
Somewhat likely.
Somewhat likely, okay. Next question. In your opinion, what is the primary reason that you or a family member are likely to move from the area? Would it be due to poor economic conditions? That's lack of jobs, low pay, greater opportunity elsewhere. Family reason, perhaps, retirement, poor educational opportunities for them or their children. Poor leadership, vision, action from local government in addressing major issues. Lack of entertainment and cultural opportunities. Poor quality of life, crime, environmental concerns. Cost of living or illegal immigration. What would be the main reason that you may want to move or a family member of yours?
Education.
Poor educational opportunities. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. Just a few last questions about you and your household. What is the highest level of education that you have completed?
College.
That would be bachelor's or just some college?
Just some college.
Some college. Thank you so much. In terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, or independent? Or other?
Republican.
Thank you, ma'am. And for the statistical purposes, what is your age, please?
53.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Do you have a school-age child living in your household?
Yes.
Yes, you do. Okay, thank you. And which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White or Anglo, Black or African-American, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, or other?
Hispanic. Latino.
Hispanic. Thank you. Is anyone in your household employed in a job that is related to the gas or oil industry?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Thank you so much. Is your annual household income below $25,000, between $25,000 and $39,999, $40,000 and $74,999, or $75,000 and above?
75 and above.
Thank you, ma'am. Are you currently employed full-time, part-time, retired, homemaker, student, or currently unemployed?
I own my business.
But are you working full time or part time?
Yes.
Full time. That correct, ma'am? Full time?
Yes, full time.
Thank you so much. Next is a gender questions, just part of the survey. In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
I'm sorry?
It's a gender question, part of the survey. In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else? I know. I get that all the time. Believe me.
At that on a survey, I mean, God made Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve, you know, like, no.
Believe me, I get the point. I just part of the survey. I'm required to read 100% verbatim. Sorry about that. So, ma'am, what should I answer? Female?
I don't even want to answer that. That's plain stupid for it to be on there. And whoever's doing this survey should know how stupid that is.
I know how it is. I'm just reading what it is there. So it's not up to me, you know.
I'm a female, and that's very wrong.
Thank you. One last question. I do appreciate your time and your patience. Do you live within the city limits of Odessa? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. And God bless you. This concludes our service. Thank you for your participation and your valuable time. It was a pleasure talking to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.